Ladies and gentlemen, this podcast is completely free. So if you want to show any type of support, there's a couple things we ask you to do. First off, please like us on Facebook, share the Facebook page with your friends, tell some friends about the podcast, make them download it, see if they like it. After that, you can follow us on Twitter. Our Twitter handle is
@comesnaturalpod.
After you do that, one more thing, go over to iTunes, hit subscribe on our podcast. That makes it to where the podcast downloads automatically for you every Friday when it becomes available. After you do that, give us a rate and review on iTunes just to help the traffic towards our site. And that's news.
Welcome to Comes Naturally. We are
Joe.
Mike.
I'm Cody. Our special guest today is
Eric.
Yay!
When, like, how many times are you a special guest before you're just Munger?
There's nobody else that's a member except for us three, and then everyone else is a special guest.
Okay.
He can literally be on every episode from now until the end of this. He's still a special guest.
Okay.
He was not part of the plan.
That's true.
So he's always going to be special in our heart. He will get a trophy. And those little medals, they don't make out of actual metal.
Get a ribbon for competing.
Yeah. Ooh, no ribbons. You can choke on those.
Fair enough. We don't trust Fair you enough. With those.
Yeah. Ooh. Twitter's blowing up my shits.
All right.
So yeah, on this week's episode, we are going to do an off-the-cuff sort of thing. But it's going to be like a franchising type thing, too. Anyways, we're going to go over all things Marvel Cinematic Universe. With a big announcement that happened as of recording time yesterday, Tuesday, October 28th, where they announced the slate of movies for Phase 3 and beyond. So we will
start with
that.
It's a big-ass slate.
It is a big-ass slate. So we will start with that. So actually, we'll start at the beginning. So Age of Ultron, Avengers Age of Ultron. Big thing, obviously. Teaser trailer was leaked early. Announced it was supposed to be on the this
Shield
week's
show.
Episode of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., which coincides with what was happening because obviously the press conference was that same day. The trailer would have debuted during Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and then so on and so forth. But just like Europe always does, spoils everything. Someone in Europe posted the leak of it somehow.
How does that happen?
Somehow.
Like, who's working for Marvel that's just, like, here?
Hey, you know what I would love to do? Lose my job because I want to post something a week early.
Well, yeah. I'd imagine they'd be like, somebody took it home by accident, and somebody else's friend got a hold of it.
Well, that someone else's friend seemed to be strung up and flayed like a fish.
Oh, yeah.
In public. But I'm thanking them for so we can watch it.
Especially that,
awesome.
Especially that Marvel's owned by Disney now. They're just going to quietly disappear.
Yep.
Mickey Mouse police are just going to show up. Not even police. They're like special forces.
Like the
it's just a regular SWAT team, but they're wearing the Mickey Mouse ears.
Exactly.
Their helmet has Mickey Mouse ears on it.
Has all their names on it.
But their bulletproof vests look like the overalls with the buttons. See, them? There's like
big giant fat white gloves.
Yep. And the oversized guns that don't look like guns,
but they kill like guns.
Yep. They shoot the bullets. So then. The trailer was amazing. Have you watched it, Eric?
No, I have not.
Fucking piece of shit.
I would have figured you would have sent me the link since it was.
Oh, I don't know. Do you have Facebook? Because I fucking posted it 75 times.
Yeah, and I liked it and shared it, and Joe didn't do anything.
But, well, because I'm never on my Facebooks, but I watched it on IGN.
I did send it to YouTube, didn't I?
Yeah.
Yeah, I forgot about you, Eric. Sorry. You're not part of the podcast, so I go to the podcast guys, like, group message we have. You're not in it because you're not part of the podcast. You're a special guest.
I just figured you would have taken your time to send it to me, but it's all right.
Well,
you're on Facebook. It was everywhere on Facebook.
Yeah, I hadn't had time this week to check Facebook much,
so
I apologize.
You
have
apologize.
Not been on Facebook at all.
A couple
week.
Of times, but I haven't really
so
spent a lot of
So you should have seen it.
Bullshit. Anyways, so the trailer was amazing. Mike, what do you think of the teaser trailer?
Fantastic. I'm a huge James Spader fan for a long, long time now. And his voicing of Ultron is creepy as all hell.
It is terrifying.
And then the song that they have.
No Strings on Me.
Yeah, dude, how do you make that song creepy? I don't know, but Marvel did it.
Yeah.
And so.
The weird part is throughout that teaser trailer, you hear like the girl singing it. Yeah. And you're like.
And then he says it at the end. Yeah. He says, like, I have no strings on me at the end.
And to be fair, I did hear the trailer because someone was watching it while they were driving.
Oh, you were, okay. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. You were in the car when I was watching it. Yes. Yeah. Yes. We were.
I heard the trailer.
So we got done.
I'm surprised you could hear it over the squeals that he would have. Yeah.
So sorry, I can't hear it over the sound of your boner.
I was worried about being in a third accident.
I'm a safe driver, even while watching trailers on my phone while
driving. On Grand Avenue.
On Grand Avenue, speeding. So we after last Wednesday, we stopped hanging out. Mike dropped us off. Eric rode with me, so we were driving back. And Mike says, holy shit. Trailer leaked. I was like, huh, holy shit, I'm gonna pull up my phone even though I'm driving. So I did, and then I was watching it and I was like, oh my god, and then I was like, oh my god, and I was like, oh my god, and I was like, oh my god, and I was like, it's still not crashing, so pretty good.
That's pretty much dead on accurate. Yep. Of how it went down. Yeah.
And so I kicked Eric out of the car when we got home, and I was like, I gotta go be alone and watch this.
He slowed down to about 10:15
for a little while.
Tuck and roll.
Yep, I was like, in my driveway, no less. I was pulling up to my house, and I was still making them tuck and roll. So watched it a bunch, came home. No, but like YouTube was like failing me, because like even though the player that was watching it from whatever website that was it Deadspin that had it? Deadspin linked it from someone else, but it was a YouTube player, like from the website. I was like, cool, go to YouTube. It says video's not available. I was like,
But it's over there.
But it says watch on YouTube. I was like, watch on YouTube, and it's not available. Fuck you guys. So I just played it from airplayed it from my iPad to my Apple TV, and watched it a bunch of times over and over again. It was fantastic. Joe, what'd you think?
I loved it. I loved especially that they chose the scene where they're just all hanging around.
Oh, that was the one from yesterday. We'll get there in a minute.
Oh, that was the one. The one was the one.
It was the same, almost the exact same trailer. But it had a clip in front of it. It was yesterday, and that's the one from.
So you haven't seen the actual trailer then?
Maybe I haven't seen the actual trailer then.
Because the trailer is just more stuff from the movie.
Yeah, it's like clips from the movie.
It's not
like
a scene.
Like it's an actual trailer.
No, then maybe I haven't seen it.
Jesus Christ.
That for sure got sent to you. You don't have the Munger excuse.
Thank you.
Son of a bitch.
Anyways, tend to send me a lot of shit after 10 o'clock at night.
It was in the afternoon.
Yeah, that was afternoon, dude.
Afternoon. It was the afternoon. Anyways.
Still after 10 o'clock at night.
Somewhere. Yeah, I guess. In Australia, you fucking weirdo.
We're going by Gremlins logic here.
Right.
It's still always after 10 o'clock. So fuck you.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Little loopholes. Then yesterday, during Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., because the trailer got leaked, they basically played a clip, which was the Avengers hanging around in what looked to be Avengers Tower. It used to be Stark Tower. Having a good time. You should watch it. It's awesome. Basically, Thor sets the hammer down, and they go into the thing about the myth about, you know, only the one who's worthy can wield the hammer of Thor.
I love that scene. And it just barely moves for Chris.
Yeah, so Tony comes over, and, like, he tries to pull up, and he's leaning on it, and he's like, oh, hold on, stand back, and he pulls out with the Iron Man glove, and he still tries it, and then it goes to Rhodey, and you see him, he's like, are you even trying to lift? And he goes, shut up and just put your back into it. And so they're both trying to lift the hammer, and it's not moving. And you see Chris Evans just take a manly grip on it, and it starts to, like,
it moves, it gives just a little bit. Like, you see Thor's face in the background, just like, oh, shit.
Oh, that was pretty fucking close. And then, like, Thor's about to get up to grab it, and then you hear, like, this, like, crash, and everyone turns, and then that's where the first part of the teaser trailer actually starts happening, is Ultron comes out and is talking about how they're all puppets, and there's no strings attached to him, and super creepy because he's basically he's a busted up version of an Iron Man suit. And then he crushes the head of the other one, which looks like the
that's all in the same room, right? Like he's talking to the Avengers. Yes. So is it weird that Tony just has like a broken suit lying around?
No, I think they defeated him and he brought it back to figure out what's going on with it, and it came back to life.
But I mean the other suit that he crushes. Because in the room, and he's talking, and he crushes that suit.
Well, I think the noise you hear is him breaking that suit, and he drags it out with him.
Oh, so he drags it out with him. Okay.
But you got to imagine Tony's got a bunch of busted-ass suits in there anyways.
Oh, no. I was thinking it was weird that it seemed like it was just laying on the ground somewhere.
Eh, Tony's a slob.
Like, I'll clean that up later.
You've seen his workspace. Like, true. It's not good. So yeah, that was awesome. It looks phenomenal. I can't wait.
And that one is next
biggest,
year.
Biggest May. Thing of the trailer is the you see the Hulkbuster finally.
Yeah. Yes.
After a long time of speculation that the Hulkbuster was in Iron Man 3, which wasn't, because this is four times as big as that suit was.
Yeah.
It's not bigger than that.
Yeah, so we're going to get to see that badass Hulkbuster Hulk fight. Which is kind of sad in a way, because you know, like that's just bad for the Avengers. But good for movies.
I want to see an extended fight scene too with that, like a good 10 minutes.
I want to see a movie of that. Yeah. Like I just want to see like there's like, unless this movie clocks in like 4 hours, and an hour and a half of it is that fight, I don't think I'm gonna be that satisfied with it. It's gonna be good to see it, but you know it's not gonna be very long. Because I want them to wreck a city. Like, I just want them to be fucking just wrecking shit. Like, Hulk rips off a fucking arm, and all of a sudden, the moon flies in and attaches itself and is like, got plenty of these. Truth, he only has like 3 arms each, but you know. Lie to Hulk, he's not going to know.
It is a little disappointing, though, because in all the announcements here, they never announced a standalone Hulk movie.
Still.
So it would have been. I think speculation between all of us and probably other people is that after this movie, we know that the Hulk goes rogue and he has to be fought by the Avengers. So we were kind of hoping for a Planet Hulk movie where they shuttle him off to another planet. And it just doesn't seem like that's going to be happening. Yeah, but a lot of what they're doing is
that could bring
weird.
In Guardians, though.
Yeah.
You know, that could bring the Guardians into the Avengers. I don't know. I think what it is I think they know Hulk is kind of their ace up their sleeve. Like we're gonna give you the Hulk in this movie. We're gonna give you the Hulk in this movie. You're gonna get a little bit of him in a few movies. I don't know if they're gonna go ahead and give him his own standalone again.
Fucking he's needs such, it.
Because I mean, was it like the Avengers? You only get 10 minutes of the actual Hulk, right? Like 10 or 12 minutes of actual screen time of Hulk.
Probably total. Yeah, maybe a little more.
It's somewhere around there. But I think it's going to be obviously a little bit more in this one, I think. But I think that's how they're going to do it. Just kind of like drug dealing on you. Just like give you the first taste for free and you're going to keep coming back for more and more. Like,
but fair enough.
What I'm saying, though, is if they give him his own standalone, I think they're worried about that diminishing how awesome the scenes are going to be when you get them. I think it's more of a
I see what you're saying.
Use him sparingly. Don't. You know,
you don't want to oversaturate it, yeah. And then you're not because
you always want to see more Hulk. That's how you should leave every movie, is wanting to see more Hulk, because that makes the next time he pops up, you know, more special.
I mean, that's kind of how they did it in the Avengers. You know, he wasn't in there a whole lot, so when he did come up, you were like, oh, shit's gonna like happen, yeah. Especially at the end of the movie where he was like, you know, the secret is I'm always angry, you know. So, yeah. So I could see what you're saying there.
All right, so that's cool. That one's done. Ready to go, just waiting on that one to come out.
Stupid May.
What else? What's the next one they
announced? Next movie will be Ant-Man. So
and that'll be end of Phase 2.
Yeah, so basically Phase 2 ends with Avengers Age of Ultron in May, and then a couple months later in July, Ant-Man comes out.
I read that Ant-Man was the actual end of Phase 2.
It is. It's the end of Phase 2. That's okay. What I said. Phase 2 ends with Age of Ultron and then Ant-Man.
Oh, and then Ant-Man. Okay.
Yeah. And then Phase 3. Well, so Ant-Man, we've yet to see anything from it other than a couple pictures of Paul Rudd. We've yet to see the costume that he actually wears versus the one that was in the test footage that was originally made. We don't know fully about the story yet either, other than the fact that we know Hank Pym, the original Ant-Man, is in it.
Mm-hmm.
It's rumored that it's supposed to be based on an Ant-Man Irredeemable or Irresponsible or something like that. It's basically by a series that came out, and it's a different character that basically steals the Ant-Man suit, which is pretty funny to think about because he's a fuck-up. But Scott Lang is the character who plays Ant-Man, played by Paul Rudd.
Yep.
And he steals the original suit from the original Ant-Man, Hank Pym, who's played by Michael Douglas.
Right.
And then the Robert Kirkman wrote the original one. It was kind of funny and stuff like that, where he was basically just this schlub who worked for S.H.I.E.L.D. and he was just a complete fuck up and everything, and stole the suit and started causing trouble and stuff like that. So it'd be interesting to see, but I would like to see something from it other than just the few pictures you see Paul Rudd standing around and hanging out.
They are pretty deep into production at this point that you would think that stuff would be leaked.
Oh, and, it's filming. Yeah, it's filming.
And
now.
Nothing,
yeah.
You know, not even a hint of what the plot line is, because obviously the Hank Pym was the original one who created Ultron.
In the comic books, yes.
In the comic books, but obviously they've changed it here. Yep. So, like, what is his role in the whole Marvel universe, and where, you know, where do, is he going to be in future movies after this? Is Ant-Man going to be some sort of other, you know, is going to be a character in him?
So this is the premise listed officially from Marvel. Con man Scott Lang must aid his mentor, Dr. Hank Pym, in safeguarding the mystery of the Ant-Man technology, which allows its user to decrease its size but increase in strength from various menaces and a plot of caper to defend the Earth.
But it's still just like it's a very standalone movie. Yeah, very general, very standalone. It doesn't really say how it's going to...
But it will.
It will tie in. It just... The way they've already taken him out of the factor of creating Ultron, which is what they've been building up to, you know, what else are they going to have him do? Yeah. Where else are they going to have him fit in?
They might. I mean, they could very easily have, you know, like, reference him in the movie, reference Hank Pym, you know, or something like that. But, I mean, there'll be a little bit of tie-in, but it looks more like a standalone than any of the other ones. Mainly because we've seen everybody else already now. So this be the first new one in a long time. So
I still want to see it.
Outside of Guardians, of course. Yeah. That kind of feels like a whole different world until they bring them in.
It really does. But just the way they've knocked Guardians out of the park, you know,
wow.
I do really want to see Ant-Man and see what they do with it.
All right. So what's the one after Ant-Man?
Captain America Civil War.
That's when it starts to get interesting, like really, really interesting. Because if you listen to this podcast and you haven't read the Civil War book, read the Civil War book. It's amazing. It's one of the best.
Yep.
So, and we talked about it briefly, I think, in a past one. I don't know if it aired or not. I can't remember if it was it. But whatever, we're going to talk about it a little bit, the Civil War.
Yes.
Like storyline. Yeah, okay. So
go for it.
So, yeah, basically what it is it's a civil war. We're not going to get too deep into the details, but the idea is Captain America and Iron Man basically lead their own group of heroes against each other for a
Books, yeah, it was that the government wanted to start having mutants and superheroes register.
Superhumans,
yeah, register themselves and their powers. Captain America
and
didn't believe that
them, like police officers.
Yeah, Captain America
like
didn't believe that you should be doing that. Tony Stark believed that you should be doing that.
And so they fought each other.
And go.
And that's it. So that one's interesting to me because now we know they're going to bring in Black Panther into that. Yep. That's where they're going to introduce Black Panther, which we'll get to that in a second because he gets his own standalone as well, which is really weird.
Awesome, but weird because they introduce a character before they do his standalone, which they haven't done before.
I think there's got to be more, though, that they're going to be introducing. Well, especially in Civil War, we need more characters than what's in the movies right now.
Well, they're going to introduce Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch,
and
but
and
they're
Age
not
Ultron.
They're not mutants. They're just
miracles,
as they call them. Because
I really want
to
see. Speaking of that, there's going back. I want to see something where they use the word mutant or mutate. Like they're looking at their DNA or something, and Tony
they
goes,
just say it's been
like,
mutated or something.
Well, no,
like
he's like, well, their DNA is mutated in a way, and someone goes, no.
It's a miracle.
It's evolved. Like something like that, you know? Because like that was like the whole premise. Like they're not mutants. They're evolved, you know?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I'll be a perfect stab at the fact they can't use the word mutants. About miracles, yeah. So something like that would be pretty funny.
But yeah, so they're still going to need... They're going to have to introduce more characters if they're... Obviously... Every one of these movies have been loosely based on a comic book series. Most of them, which the Ultimate series, but they've very much so existed in their own world. So this one's obviously gonna picked stuff out from it. So I think they would need to introduce more than just Black Panther as the next character. There's going to be other heroes that, that pop up in this one. That's why I'm real excited about it, because there's going to be a shitload of people that have to be in it.
Well, and they've already announced that, well, but Captain Marvel, that's going to be their
own
stand.
That's after Avengers.
That's after, 3. But it, you know, there's still, I would say there still might be a possibility that they may introduce a character that could be it.
I think she's less, she's going to be more involved in the Avengers 3 than yeah. than that, just because her movie's so far away.
Yeah.
Plus, her powers come from the same universe as the Infinity Gauntlet, which we'll get to in a minute.
Yeah.
A minute.
So Civil War.
Civil War. It's so the big thing about the comic book, the basically the pivotal character in that book is Spider-Man, and obviously Marvel can't use Spider-Man, even though there's rumors that, that Sony and Disney are working on a deal to move him over. But I doubt it's going to happen in time because it's in pre-production right now. So
unless it already happened,
I think it would have already hit already. Like,
it'd be awesome,
would,
but at
they
the
probably
same
would
time,
have said you, something yesterday.
You would like, run into the problem again, though, is that you suddenly just have Spider-Man in the Avengers.
Yeah,
Captain America, but I mean, would then you take the Sony, the Amazing Spider-Man, as canon? And
could.
Then, but at that point, he's in New York and. New York got destroyed in the Avengers 1.
Not
so
destroyed.
It, kind of
it got
destroyed.
Only
it got
part
destroyed.
Of it got destroyed. It was
got
like that
fucked
one
up
street.
Hard.
It like, got fucked up hard.
Like there's that there, one street that kind of got messed up. And a little bit of freeway.
But I'm just saying there's continuity issues. So if you bring in Spider-Man at this point.
It's a long street.
You know, it's continuity issues.
Yeah, but Marvel's done a good job of figuring shit out. Obviously, I don't. He's not going to be in this
no,
one.
No, but also they don't. I don't think they even at this point care. Like, if they can get him back, obviously they would care, but they're not really worried about it. But so what I'm saying is...
Something tells me they're doing okay.
They're printing money.
They go back and just George Lucas everything. They're like, here's the special editions with Spider-Man added.
Spider-Man helping out.
Swings in and out of it. So they don't need, obviously, that, but, like, it makes me think, I wonder if Black Panther takes that role.
Which could be, yeah, why
is
they
the pivotal person,
him.
And there's a reason that's why they put him out. I mean, obviously he's getting his own movie... a couple years later, a year later, and so like obviously they're gonna use him there, and then his movie is gonna go over like his actual, you know, story itself. But I wonder if his character is, the pivotal point in that movie is like, hey, this person who, if they use the picture that they had posted at the event of Black Panther, he's gonna look fucking dope.
That yeah. costume look yeah. looks awesome, yeah,
super awesome. But it'd be interesting to see. But also, to Mike's point, is how many characters are there going to be? Because, I mean, Avengers Age of Ultron has a fuck ton of people in it. Like, just non-villain characters. You have the original. So you have Thor, Captain America, Iron Man. War Machine is in it, as mm-hmm. we've seen. Or at least makes somewhat of a cameo.
Yep.
You have Black Widow. You have Hawkeye. I almost said Hawkeye again. Fucking Matt Fraction. You have Quicksilver and you have Scarlet Witch. You have, I mean, there's Andy Serkis plays somebody that they still haven't announced yet. I mean, it's a huge cast in there. So you have a lot of people to play with. But the thing with, like, Civil War is you may not know who they are, but, like, people like Black Widow and Hawkeye, they don't wear masks. In yeah. this universe, well, she never did, anyways, but he did. So, like, if you see them, you're gonna be like, "Hey, that dude looks a lot like Clinton Barton."
Yeah,
you know, so it's easy. But Cap wears a mask. Iron Man obviously wears a mask. He flips it open whenever he wants, but he's on the side of letting people know who he is. So, like, that's okay. But like, Black Panther fully covered, you know. So it's gonna be interesting to see how they actually do that in a way. But it's super fucking exciting, mainly because. If anyone knows the story of Civil War from the comic book, a certain character whose name is in the name of the movie gets shot to death on the steps of a courthouse by his girlfriend. So
and
that'll be interesting.
How it ends. Yeah.
And they're setting it up in from Avengers or from Captain America 2.
Yeah,
she was in that. So it would be pretty interesting to see what happens in that one. Then later that year, another movie. Brand new character comes out. They just announced the casting for is Doctor Strange, which is Benedict Cumberbatch.
Been confirmed yet?
Yes.
Hasn't been, like this morning, because as of yesterday, it hasn't technically been confirmed. They specifically said that in the press conference yesterday. They said nothing has been confirmed.
So as of right now, everyone's saying it's Cumberbatch. It's Cumberbatch. It's Khan. Yeah.
Dr. Sherlock Khan. Smaug.
Smauglock Khan.
So it will be interesting to see
which would be a good casting.
I'm down for that. Yeah. Sure.
But I really wanted Keanu Reeves after those rumors popped up. I thought that'd be awesome.
Whoa, I can cast spells. I know witchcraft.
As long as he has a friend who's played by Alex Winter, I'm okay with it. Like, just like a guy who mops up or dusts books or whatever.
Cool. So the cool thing about Strange is they dropped that little Easter egg for you in Captain America 2. Real quick throwaway line. They basically just said his name, but that kind
of Strange
got everyone going, okay, we're going to get a Strange movie. Awesome.
And obviously.
But yeah, so as of right now, new Khan is pegged to play Doctor Strange, which would work. There's a couple other options that are still kind of floating around too, but I'm pretty sure it's going to end up being him because that's what everyone's reporting right now.
Yeah, like more so than anything else.
Yeah.
Like, it trickled down and was like, yep, but that seems about right. And then it basically came on the heels of everyone saying that Joaquin Phoenix was never actually up for the role. Like, Marvel officially said, like, we've never actually talked to him about it. So, like, that you could just, like, not believe that anymore. And then everyone's like, oh, but he was going to be good. And I was like, okay. I mean, I don't know if I remember anything he's been in that I was like, would make me think Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, but.
I mean, it's cool. I mean, I like Joaquin Phoenix when he's not rapping or being insane or trying to fuck a cell phone.
That's fantastic.
Which that part
was hilarious?
The fucking a cell phone or the
crazy part when he went fake crazy for that documentary, which I thought was one of the coolest things an actor has ever done. It's one of the best roles ever.
Documentaries to watch, though.
Oh, it's so uncomfortable, especially because I watched it before. Like, I had an idea it was fake, but it wasn't like for sure announced. So there's like that little bit of doubt in you, like, oh, this guy is fucking batshit crazy.
Yep.
I wish I was here.
Yeah.
Go watch that. That's fucking uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But good.
So, Doctor Strange standalone movie, November 4th.
Which we have no details on outside of maybe Khan.
Well, we know the director, we know the writer.
Yeah.
So, it should be interesting.
Which, should we speak even on that there's going to be 3 Marvel movies next year?
No, there's not. There's 2. There's 2 next year. There's 2 in 2016. There's 3 in 2017. Three.
Okay.
We'll get there.
Yeah.
Quit jumping the shark, Joe.
It's so fun. Pull out my shark repellent.
Haha, you can't bite me. That was Joe jumping over sharks, saying he can't bite him. You can't bite this.
Joe's a teasing dick when he's jumping over sharks. Yep. Which is going to come back to literally bite you in the ass someday.
Wearing my leather jacket.
Ayy. Munger's the only one that like watched that in real time.
And actually live, got that reference,
on the premiere date.
On this black light TV. They had to roll in from the living room into the dining room watching.
And yes, I did see it on
TV. Yeah, you did.
Yeah, you did.
Because you're old as fuck. So jumping to 2017. You're welcome. We start off with everyone's probably hyped up most sequels, Guardians of the Galaxy 2, which Joe and I were laughing at the art they put up for it, because it's literally just Guardians of the Galaxy, the original one from the first movie, with it written in 2 and a written in date.
Yeah. It's
because so awesome. What happened was they announced Guardians of the Galaxy 2 at Comic-Con, and they gave it a date of July 28th, 2017, and because it was changed, and they just said Guardians of the Galaxy, and they didn't have a 2 in it, they said Guardians of the Galaxy, the July 28th, they wrote over the July 28th with the date of 5/5/2017, and then wrote in a 2 over the top of it, which
fits,
fantastic.
Fits the feel of Guardians anyway, so it made a lot of sense. I was like, well played, Marvel.
And then James Gunn is coming back to write and direct it. So
your cast is coming back.
Posted a thing. Like, he's getting done with it. He just got done with the Tokyo Film Festival, and he's getting ready to go into pre-production or in development, early pre-production of it. I was like, well, you got time. You got less than 3 years, sir, so hurry the fuck up. So that'd be interesting. The one that I'm probably most excited about in this year's is Thor Ragnarok. Which is the return of Loki.
Loki comes back, yep. Which a lot of people didn't think
would happen. But really,
yeah,
if you
his contract,
but well, everything. They extended it. They just didn't say what it was going to be.
Right.
But we all knew, like if you watched Thor 2 or Thor: The Dark World, you saw he's coming back. I mean, it happens in the movie.
Yeah. But they didn't. I didn't think it was going to be the next Thor. I thought it was going to be down the road.
Nah.
They would hold off and let him get more and more powerful or something like that. Because
I think that one plays perfectly into Avengers 3, which we'll get into perfectly because Ragnarok has a lot to do with it. So.
Yeah.
But this is another one that's going
to
seem
fun to say too.
Right, lots of fun to say. But this is another one like the next Captain America that seems like it's going to have a lot of effect.
This one's
the Marvel Universe because Ragnarok essentially is the destruction of Asgard.
Yes,
and possibly the loss of Thor and Odin and
not Thor. Thor's not there when it gets destroyed.
No, somebody said that there was rumors that they might. That he might die or something. It was rumors I read.
Cut his arm off, lose the hammer, and you have a chick.
Yeah. But we'll see what happens, obviously. It's a long time down the road.
That's what they're doing in the comic books right now.
Awesome.
He lost an arm. He has a metal one, like, way cooler than Winter Soldier's arm because it looks way bigger. But, yeah, so that should be interesting.
Loki back was the big part of that one. Everyone
obviously,
because
like, he's Tom Hiddleston. Loki is everyone's favorite. For sure.
Yeah. Really, really good.
Mm-hmm. Next. November 3rd brings us a standalone Black Panther movie.
Right.
Which already has a writer.
Is weird.
Yeah, super fucking weird. I just don't know how they're, like, I don't know if the premise is going to be at all. It's just super fucking strange. Chadwick Boseman is playing Black Panther.
And I guarantee you don't know who that is right off the top of your head.
Nope.
So the most recognizable thing he's done that you've probably seen or at least heard about is he played Jackie Robinson in the movie 42 that came out a couple years ago. He also had a fairly significant role in the movie Draft Day with Kevin Costner. And then most recently, he played James Brown in the Get On Up, I think it's called.
Yeah.
Movie documentary thing, story of his life, which the movie's kind of getting shit on, but he's getting a lot of praise for his performance in it, and he did a great job as Jackie Robinson. Really, really, really good actor, and obviously this is gonna blow him up to crazy insane heights, but
It will. So it'll be interesting to see. Obviously we have a little time to wait before we get any real details on
because I'm sure a lot of people don't know a lot about Black Panther. Give a little feedback on him.
So Black Panther in the comic book series is the prince and ruler of a African nation. He takes on the role of Black Panther to fight against the overwhelming forces in that country trying to, you know, illegally kill animals and all that fun stuff. But he's got, the reason he plays so well into Civil War is his secret identity has to be kept because he is, besides being super illegal, because he is like essentially the ruling leader of this nation. If he's found fighting like illegally against these people, like in murdering people, because that's what he does, like it could look very bad on his country. So like his identity is very, needs to be very kept secret. So it'd be a very good idea to have that as a pivotal role in Civil War. So it makes sense to me knowing more about it. But the weird thing about it is like his prominence in the Marvel Universe is he was an Avenger at one point in it. And like he marries Storm in the comic books, which obviously can't happen in the, well, I guess they could bring her in, but she couldn't make her a mutant really. Because they could have her in it, but like, it'd be super fucking,
they're just gonna cast Halle Berry as his love interest in she dies early on in the movie, so.
Should die in the next one. Dyed her hair in X-Men. So it'd be interesting to see, but like, it's interesting because his suit he wears obviously looks like a Black Panther. He has ears and everything that's completely covered, but he has his claws that his suit have are made of the same material that Cap's shield is turned into after it gets destroyed. So it'd be interesting to see if Cap's shield does get destroyed in Age of Ultron, which we've seen it gets split in the trailers. If they redo it that way, so it'd be interesting to see. But yeah, his claws are like almost indestructible, like Adamantium, but like way cooler because they can take
hits. Pretty badass too. I haven't read or watched a lot of his stuff, but what I have has been really fun.
I hope they take the version from the Ultimate Universe more, because he's more ninja-like in that one. Like, he's more stealthy and hides in the shadows and plays tricks on people kind of like a Batman-ish way, you know? Uses the shadows to his advantage. Because, I mean, if you put him out in... Like, the weird thing is, like, it's much like Batman. If you put him in daylight, he looks really bizarre because it's like a dude dressed as a panther. You know, he doesn't have a tail or anything. It's just like, it's really the only thing that comes with Panthers. He's got claws
and ears.
Got a cowl, So, like, but it'd be interesting because, like, he's such a weird character to try to make a standalone movie for because there's so much more to him than just, like, it's weird to see. But, I mean, they got someone working on it, so.
Well, plus, it'll just be, you know,
just that.
He is the ruler of the nation of Wakanda.
Yep.
And if I recall right, in the comics, it's like a secret nation. They, like, nobody really knows about its existence within Africa. So it's going to be weird to have that. Yeah. Are they going to go that route? And let's see what happens. I don't know.
Yeah, it's I don't know. It's weird to think. Brandon Darkins is super excited and tried to tell me that it would never happen. I said, I can imagine them doing it because I don't understand how they would do it. I could see them bringing him into something else. I just don't know how they would develop that character and explain what and who he is, but... I'm not a genius like these people at Marvel are, so they got a plan, and they have yet to fail us.
Well,
so.
I was shocked. I was more shocked when I heard about Ant-Man than I was about Black Panther.
Shocked me.
Once I heard Ant-Man, I was like, all right, everybody's on the table. It doesn't matter how weird. I mean, they did fucking Guardians with a...
Guardians is what threw me off. When they said, like, we're doing Guardians of the Galaxy,
well,
I was like...
I got Guardians because I knew what the tone of the movie would be, more comedic and light, still with action, but, yeah, it's weird, but I could see that working separate, and they could bring it in later if they wanted to. But Ant-Man, like, that has to set with the world that the Avengers are already in, and it's like, like, when I heard about that, I was like, Ant-Man? Like...
Well, if you read Ant-Man, you'd understand that's not much of a shock. Like, if you read what Ant-Man
I have read Ant-Man, but it was literally just the idea of Ant-Man, like, just seeing, like...
Yeah, superpowers
is and everything that he can shrink.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, to me, in that world, that would... I was kind of shocked they did an Ant-Man movie, but it didn't appall me. Like, it didn't make me, like, whoa? Like, they did, like, when they announced Guardians, I was just like, holy shit, like, what, are you kidding me? Like, there's a fucking tree in it. You know what I mean? Like... There's a tree and a raccoon that shoots a fucking giant
talking
gun.
Tree.
Yeah, it's like, that's insane. And then they, like, yesterday when they announced Black Panther, I was like, I'm not shocked they would do it. I'm just shocked how, like, I'm just wondering how they're going to, like, I'm more bewildered, like, how they're going to bring that in and make it. Like, how they're going to keep it, like, how they're going to develop that character into something that you'd have, you know what I mean? So it's weird to me, but I'm down. I mean, at this point, they can make whatever they want, and I'm going to go see it. That's pretty much it. All right, so then, and that's the three movies for 2017. We go to
and they're still not done.
Nope. We have at least two more years to cover as of right now. So in 2018, we go to what we originally knew was going to be Avengers 3, is now going to be Avengers Infinity War Part 1, which comes out on May 4th, 2018. So,
Peter Jackson.
Peter Jackson, that shit.
Yep, 3 years, almost 3 years exactly after Age of Ultron comes out. They are doing that one, so it's gonna be interesting. And that's gonna be, obviously, two parts, because in 2019, almost, you know, 2 years after that, Avengers Infinity Part 2 comes out, which is crazy.
I thought
one
and two was just a year split.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, a year after that, sorry. Okay, yeah. A year after that comes out. And
so it's almost to the day.
Yeah. It's a day before, yeah. So, I mean, it's probably a year because, you know, obviously. But, yeah, so May 3rd, 2019, Avengers Infinity War Part 2 comes out. And that is the culmination, as of right now, we know of Phase 2 and 3 colliding.
That's all the questions that you have, all the little stinger scenes that you've seen that haven't been really paid off yet. Everything's going to come to a head in that one.
So jumping back to
that's a biggie.
I just want to see all the characters on screen at once.
Yeah. So jumping back to Avengers Infinity War Part 1. So obviously, big announcement earlier this week about Age of Ultron, and I waited to say this because of this. They said that the Avengers team will be drastically changed at the end of Avengers, at the end of Age of Ultron. So something happens when that team splits, I'm guessing, for two reasons. One, something happens that leads to Civil War, because it's the next movie other than Ant-Man that has to do with it, because Ant-Man obviously is a fresh new thing. When I'm thinking of Ultron is the reason Ant-Man, the story of Ant-Man happens, because basically people are looking for technology and Ant-Man has the suit, so it plays into that, like Mike saying that they're going to find a way. But with Infinity War, you have all the teams coming together, so sometime like Civil War has to end somehow. I was trying to think of where it comes about, but Infinity War War 1 has to have where Cap comes back.
That they're going to have Bucky take over as captain?
I mean, they
kind of hinted towards it, I would say, at the end of Winter Soldier.
Yep, I would hope so. I hope he takes the mantle.
Or he might not even take up the mantle. He might just stay Winter Soldier and for the movie, though. You know what I mean? And just not have a captain.
Well, they'll have a captain. They'll never let that go down. Really? But Chris Evans said, like, he will always be Captain America. He said someone may step in and take up, but he'll come back as Captain America no matter what happens. And I don't know if he was referencing to events we don't know what's happening yet, which obviously we do now, because Civil War, if it follows remotely to the story of the comic book, Cap most likely is going to die at the end of it. So spoilers, you're welcome. So it'll be interesting to see. But that's where, I don't know if part one's going to have it. They're probably going to mention the Guardians. But part one brings open two other movies before part two comes out, and that's the Captain Marvel standalone movie, which is going to be Marvel's first female-led solo movie, which everyone thought was going to be Black Widow. But surprise, surprise.
But they say Black Widow's role in this... In Age of Ultron,
Age of Ultron is
massive. Yeah. Like, she's a huge turning point or something like that in it. Yeah.
So, but it'd be interesting because, like, there was rumors that there was a stinger scene in the end of Age of Ultron, which still can happen. It just seems weird that you'll do it 3 years before you see her again, but would be the reveal of Captain Marvel, which would be fucking insane to see live action anyways, but now we're actually going to see it live action.
Again, if anybody, go ahead and give a quick little background on Captain Marvel.
So Captain Marvel is a female superhero. She took up the mantle actually before Captain Marvel was a female. It was a guy. But she is Carol Danvers, who is a S.H.I.E.L.D. agent who gets hit by a cosmic beam, giving her abilities to bend light into energy beams. So it's very spacey and, you know, things like she has the ability to fly. She's super strong, to a point invincible too. Like, she can, she can heal quickly because of the infusion of light that she takes in.
It's kind
of
like Marvel's version of Superwoman, right?
In a way, similar. Yeah. So hopefully they take off more of what, because Kelly Sue DeConnick is the person who basically brought the female Captain Marvel out. Like, she's the one that developed it. She's the writer for the comic book. So it'd be interesting to see how they do it. Hopefully they take some of her stuff, because her that run is super awesome. So it'd be interesting to see how they do it and play it through. But it's fucking exciting, to tell you the truth, to see like what they're gonna do with it, because like they're stepping forward and doing it.
That's
the right way, I think, too.
Yeah, that's and so the casting on that's gonna be crazy too.
Yeah.
So that's the only character that we know is coming that we don't have any idea yet of who's gonna play it.
And so, we have until 2018 to really hear anything.
Yeah, but you know the casting's coming in the next.
It would be awesome if they introduced, like, the character on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. first. Like, you don't have to.
Carol Danvers?
Yeah, you just introduce, because obviously she's a S.H.I.E.L.D. agent, you know. Maybe she has a rather large role within the show, and then they transfer that into the movie.
Yeah.
Well, you essentially have two seasons in between that now and then to introduce her.
So real quick, do you guys have any idea? Or
who, I was who thinking you, like, about cast-wise? It. I don't know.
No,
I think they need to look for someone who. I mean, she. Unlike we were talking earlier before we started recording, unlike the mistake I think that DC made with casting their Wonder Woman, Gal Gadot or Gadot or whatever the fuck you call her, she does not. I don't think she embodies what I picture Wonder Woman to look like. She doesn't have the physique, even though, no matter how much muscle you try to throw on that little frame, she does not look like an Amazonian princess to me. Like, when I think Wonder Woman, I picture, like, Lucy Lawless.
Right.
Lucy Lawless was never, like, cut. But she was big, and she embodied a woman who looks like she could handle herself.
Well, she played an Amazon on Xenowarrior Princess.
Yeah, that's what I mean. She was, and but like, I would imagine someone her size,
yeah,
beefed, like a little more cut, you know, like more muscle definition. That's what I think, because she's supposed to stand toe to toe with like Superman and the fucking mammoth man they have to play Batflack, because that dude is fucking ginormous.
Yeah.
So like, you put those three next to each other, and you're gonna have Batfleck, who's now, who we now know is taller, because from a previous episode we looked up the heights, is taller and bigger than Henry Cavill's Superman, and then you have this frail little woman who's gonna wear gold armor. I was like, not having. So I want Marvel to find someone who looks a little more. But nice thing about it is Miss Marvel doesn't need to be She-Hulk. You know what I mean? She's not gonna be big. She's not gonna be like buff.
Well, she has in some of them. She's been pretty fucking ginormous in some of the drawings, renditions of her, but she's looked very different in a lot of different ways. So,
but she's never. I
don't have a definitive look in my head.
Yeah, she's outside not, of the costume. She's not like, you know, she's not like, doesn't have to. I don't think she have to, you have to find a supermodel-ish look. But like,
is there any like looks, any like UFC fighters that might fit?
No one's ready. No one's ready. No. Can't do that. No. Yet. I mean, Ronda Rousey's okay, but she's, you can't throw her in to be basically Marvel's first female lead standalone.
They need to find an actress.
Yeah, and
I think, because the nice thing about Miss Marvel's character, she doesn't need to know hand-to-hand combat as much. She needs to be able to embody like the look, I think, is what they're looking for.
Right.
Because like, she's gonna shoot fucking beams of light out of her hands and stuff. So a little bit of strength, but you can, I mean, it's actually gonna be CG'd for the most part of her lifting shit and throwing stuff. But it's gonna be interesting because like, she is woven so far into the Avengers like lineup, like through being just Carol Danvers as a S.H.I.E.L.D. agent and being the director of S.H.I.E.L.D. at one point. And then, you know, later on becoming Captain Marvel, it'll be interesting to see how they really do it. But on the casting, I have no clue. I think there's got to be someone out there they can get, because, again, they don't need someone who's ripped. I mean, she needs to be in good shape because that costume is tight. But we're not talking like, you know, DC's Miss Marvel, where she's just got tits flying out everywhere. Because that is super, like, that's DC style. She wears essentially a bathing suit with lots of cleavage and a little cape. So it'd be a little different. And the helmet's going to be awesome because she gets a mohawk.
Joe, you have any options?
I cannot think of anything. Anyone?
Munger, at anybody? All.
No.
All right.
Yeah. So, Captain Marvel, standalone movie, July 6, 2018. Then to the one that really shocked me yesterday.
Yeah, this one's confusing.
Inhumans. So, November 2, 2018 brings us Inhumans, which is really the first mutant team that's going to be in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Again, can't probably call them mutants, so miracles. But the thing about this group, they are the most bizarre. Like, you think Guardians of the Galaxy, pretty bizarre. There's a sentient tree that talks, a raccoon that talks and shoots guns and stuff like that. It has a foul mouth and is, you know, kind of an asshole. Then humans are a whole different fucking ballgame. So they're led by a gentleman named Black Bolt. This is the part that's gonna really throws me. He doesn't talk. He can't talk. Well, he can talk, but when he talks, people blow up because he has a sonic voice. A whisper can destroy like anything in front of him. So that's gonna be interesting, because you're gonna have a lead character, a main character, like lead of the team, who doesn't have a spoken word. So you're going to have to find somebody who can emote, like who can act without words. So that's weird to me. Because when you think of the lead actor in a movie, it's the person who has the most lines.
Yeah.
Who has the most...
This one, you know, will not have the most
lines. He will not talk.
He's going to hold up signs like Wile E. Coyote.
Like, it's like, that's super fucking weird to me to think about.
Ouch.
Yeah, like, go away. You know what I mean? So it's like, it's... I don't know, it's super, super strange to think about that they're going to have it.
It's going to be odd casting somebody for that.
Yeah,
okay, like, you're up for the role of Black Bolt. Okay, now
give him one of those things that Stephen Hawking has. He just types it out in a little robot voice.
He's just got his phone. He's all.
But they can't like they can't incoming, separate watch that out. Technology from a wheelchair, so he has to ride the wheelchair everywhere he goes if he wants to talk to somebody. It's the worst superhero movie ever.
It's very true. I mean, it's the so Black Bolt, Blackguard, Boltagon is his name. He's the king of the Inhumans and the husband of Medusa. Medusa is the next one. I'll get to that. That's fucking insane in itself, and their relationship is pretty fucking crazy too. But his ability is he has sonic ability with his voice, so whenever he talks, it's at a sonic level, and he can destroy matter with it. So again, not a whole lot of talking from him in the movie. When he does, shit's gonna blow up. So it's like that's gonna be interesting. He knows how to fight, and you know, fisticuffs and all that fun
and
stuff.
Inhumans, like they spawn off, not spawn off of, but their origins, don't they have a lot to do with the Fantastic Four, right?
Yes.
All right. And Marvel does not have Fantastic Four.
No.
So that's immediately taken away from them. Yep. So.
So the weird thing is, so this is how it runs down. So Black Bolt, and again, we don't know who's going to be in the movie. Inhumans has had a lot of different people in their lineup for the most part. Black Bolt, who is married to a woman named Medusa, who's actually his cousin. I told you it was going to get weird. And she's the queen of the Inhumans as well. She's a former member of the Fantastic Four, where she came from. Her powers are, she has, her hair is like her weapon. It's like she doesn't whip around. Like it has, it's like tentacles basically. It can go through and cut through materials. It punches people, grabs people, goes to endless lengths, and it's super strong and super thick. Like when you see her in the comic book, she's just like a fuck ton of hair, like Rapunzel like type of hair, just everywhere. So that's gonna be fucking weird because it's gonna be CG'd like Spawn's cape was essentially.
Oh shit!
You know, but obviously gonna be better.
Every time she has a fight scene, that song, I whip my head back and forth.
Whip my hair back and forth, yeah. So, like, that's super weird. Like, that, like, I don't know. It's going to be kind of... She can fly, too, I do believe, which is super crazy, too. I mean, they live on the moon, so that's going to be fun, too, because you're going to have a movie that takes place on the moon at one point. So that's fun. You have Crystal, who is the ex-wife of Quicksilver, so that can play into... The fact that Quicksilver is in Age of Ultron and further on, she can manipulate earth, air, fire, and water. So she's got basically Captain Planet, but like she doesn't get form from it. So that's super fucking weird. You have the other cousin of Medusa and Black Bolt, Gorgon. He's like a basically a bullhead, basically. So that's gonna be weird. There's Karnak, there's Lockjaw, you have Maximum the Mad, you have the Unspoken, which is the cousin of Black Bolt, who has a similar power. So super fucking bizarre.
Yeah, and we're so far out from even like, having any clue of what that's gonna be about. So yeah, I can't really
speculate who like what's gonna happen. It's gonna be fucking bizarre. It's gonna be the by far the most bizarre thing Marvel's ever done. Like when I saw that they're gonna do Guardians of the Galaxy, like that is when it hit me and said, everything is fucking fair game right now.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in my mind, I'm thinking, yeah, except for things like Inhumans. Come on now.
Because it's weird powers.
Yeah, it's fucking strange. Because
there's things when you read and they can't really be transferred. Like, they only really work on paper. And that feels like something that would only really work on paper.
And the thing is, I thought that same thing about Thor. When they first announced that they're expanding the Marvel Universe past Iron Man and they're going to do Captain America and then do Thor, I thought, Thor, it's going to be a hard one to sell on camera because like, the dude wears armor and he's got a hammer and things like that. Nailed it. I was like, all right, well, obviously, I was wrong. They can do it. I'm not fucking smart at all because I would never have thought what they did, and they did it. So I should just shut my fucking mouth when it comes to it. So I'm not surprised they're doing this. I'm just... shocked and super excited to see what it looks like and how it works because, like, I had my reservations about Guardians of the Galaxy. I'm not gonna lie. I was terrified to see what was gonna happen with it because it's such a hard thing to.
It's one of those types of movies that's gonna be either really good or really atrocious.
Yeah, so
there's no middle ground with those ones.
And then they blew it off out of the fucking water and it was fantastic.
What I am worried about is, and this is gonna happen. At some point, Marvel's gonna make a bad one. They're gonna fuck up somewhere and misstep. It's going to happen. One of these movies that we're talking about is probably not going to be good. Strictly for the point, like, you just can't make 20, 30 fucking movies and have all of them be home runs. It's not going to work that way.
Especially because the fact they just keep getting better.
Yeah.
Like, Iron Man 1 was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Iron Man 2, awesome. Yeah. Cap 1,
none of them, awesome. Like, none of them have been bad. Like, I don't think we did on the podcast, but just BSing one time, try to, like, rank our favorite ones. And, like, great one, like, really good movies have to be ranked last when you do that because they're all so good. But, like I said, the getting to a point where the bar has been raised repeatedly so many times that eventually they're gonna drop the ball and kind of have to reset it. Not reset in terms of like the universe, but just kind of like, okay, take a step back. What did we do wrong? Did we get too big? Did we fucking overthink this? Did we, you know,
yeah.
Should we have made a fucking Inhumans movie? Maybe not, you know, like, so yeah. So one of these movies are probably gonna be like, you know, so when that happens, that's really gonna be what affects what happens going further, you know, going past that. So that's also kind of what I'm not waiting for it. I want them all to be good because this is a great time to be a comic book fan and be able to watch all this crazy shit come to life on screen. But like I said, it's just talking odds, you know, like just the numbers of it. One of these have to be bad at some point. So
it's true. But I would hope that
with the current Avengers
people. I would hope. Yeah, obviously, with the current people in charge. That's not going to happen.
Yeah, and
my fear is obviously further down the road that when they the people in charge change, that they're going to suddenly change their mind on how things should be done. Yeah.
So
Kevin Feige's a pretty young guy, so he's going to be around for a while. So Inhumans, fucking crazy. So Christmas time, well, November 2nd, 2018, we'll find out. And then the last one we mentioned already, Avengers Infinity War Part 2, where everything for Phase 1, Phase 2, and Phase 3 collide into the culmination of what we know as of right now. That cast is going to be fucking enormous. Like,
yeah, I totally get why they had to split it into two movies. And I guarantee you both of them are going to be 3 hours long. So
yeah, it's going to be, as long as a bunch of dwarfs don't sing, I'll be okay.
I'm okay with that too.
I'm not. I don't care. It's the worst part of that fucking Hobbit movie.
I don't care. They could be singing through the whole entire movie.
You have,
I will watch it.
You have whatever team, however makes up the Avengers as we know. You have Guardians coming into the mix. You have, at that point, we're supposed to see more of the Defenders, which is like the Netflix stuff.
Yeah, which we didn't even get into. Nope. But there's a whole TV world that's happening, too, that's going to blend into these at some point.
Outside of the cinematic universe right now, which includes Agent Carter and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., that's tied into this.
Kind of.
Netflix stuff, it is because it spawned from it.
Well, yeah, they have their own storylines going in, too, that are going to weave back into the movies
but they're involved with this cinematic universe. But, like, the Netflix ones, the Defender stuff, so far, as we know, doesn't touch this. We've heard rumors that eventually they're going to culminate into a Defenders movie in 2018. Oh, look what happens in 2018.
No Defenders movie.
Well, no, listed here, but because that's going to be a Netflix movie. Yeah. But then you have Avengers Infinity War, so you could tie it in, but it was super, I don't know, fucking weird. But then you have... everything comes to a head and like the big fight against Thanos with all these fucking people. Like, it's crazy to think about because like Loki could be back in it on either side after Ragnarok. You have all the Avengers, you have all the Guardians, you have
basically Inhumans. Everyone you've seen in a movie so far
could make a return,
come back for
at that
this,
point. Yeah,
at
like,
this point, you know, you're gonna see everyone.
Hey. Like, you have Ant-Man, you have Doctor Strange, which are new. You have Captain Marvel, who's new. You have Black Panther, who's new. You have all the Inhumans, whoever big that cast is, that's new. I mean,
might get the Defenders. In Defenders, the Netflix stuff being Daredevil,
Iron Fist,
and
Luke Cage.
That'd be awesome if they crossed over too. Yeah. So there were rumors that they're casting the Punisher as well. Yeah.
So that movie's gonna be fucking big. So do you think they'll they'll do something like, because in the comic book world, they did the Civil War book. And then they released little sub books that were happening during the Civil War book that kind of tied into them, but it was a separate own story. Do you think they'll do something like that? I hope not.
So Marvel, whenever they do big events, like
you might have to.
Well, so this is how Marvel's big events happen in the comic book world. They have one big event that includes a lot of different people from the different worlds. Now, when they do, like, Civil War was a full Marvel Universe book, so it encompassed everybody, every aspect of any part of the Marvel Universe was involved in it. That's the mutants with the X-Men and things like that. You have the metahumans, which are things like, Captain America and things like that, were, you know, superheroes. They all intertwine. It was one big Marvel Universe like story. During those events, Marvel has tie-in books, which run the same course as the actual main story does. So, starting with issue one of Civil War, everybody who was involved in it, who had their own ongoing book, had some kind of tie-in that basically talked about them during the events of Civil War, and then brought them in and out of the main book at some point. She-Hulk had their own. Punisher had two. Spider-Man's went through. His was obviously a lot bigger because he was a main character in Civil War book. Captain America, Iron Man, all of them had their own. And then at the end, when it comes to the very end, all those end before the last issue of the main event does. Same thing with Secret War. Same thing with Siege and all those. And even down to the ones when they do X-Men-centric events, all the individual books, Wolverine, all those different ones, they have their own tie-ins, that one book. This somehow all ties into the Avengers, so it's the opposite in a way, where Captain America is actually a spin-off of whatever happens in Age of Ultron leads to Civil War. And Civil War events will trickle into back into the Avengers book or Avengers movie somehow. Again, we don't know because we don't know what the actual events are of Captain America, but are for the Captain America Civil War movie are. But it's weird because they are already tied into each other, but it's all focused in on the Avengers movies. So they all, like, the first set of solo movies led to the culmination of Avengers. Yeah. Then the rest of them, everything that's happening, obviously Cap 2 spurred off a whole different realm because they destroyed S.H.I.E.L.D. with Hydra and started a whole new thing. But then you have, at the end of Avengers, you bring in the revelation of Thanos. Then the Guardians are obviously focused solely on Thanos. And so that's bringing it in. So it's all about that, about Thanos' influence in the whole thing, because he's what sent Loki back to basically be the villain in Avengers.
Right.
All the different Infinity Gems are woven in and out of the movies, so that's the Infinity Wars is the central theme for everything. But it's cool the way they're doing it. It's cool because, like, Winter Soldier had nothing to do with Infinity Gem until the Stinger scene at the end, which led directly into Age of Ultron. So it's interesting to see how they're doing it, because they're not making it all about one thing. They're doing their own thing. Like Iron Man 3 again had nothing to do with anything with the Infinity Wars, other than it's Iron Man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's going to be interesting to see how they do it, but it's fucking exciting for sure.
So come back in 4 years and talk to us about how good they were.
Yep. So it. I mean, I'm sure we'll talk more about them on other podcasts as we
get
hear more of information, stuff and things like that. And obviously, as we watch the movies, we will definitely be talking about them on the show. So
yep
that's it. Anything else anybody wants to add? Eric was fucking won't shut up finally.
I apologize.
Jesus. Yeah, special guest my ass fucking mouthing off. So anybody else, anybody got anything?
Nah, we're
nobody
good.
Nope. Good. All right, so comes naturally, we are
Joe,
Mike,
I'm Cody, special guest was
Eric.
All right guys, fuck off.
Later.